want to just shout, or shall I get the
email? What do you want me to get? Actually, I could.
You want to step over to the
vocal? I'll step over to Kelly's vocal line here.
Okay. Step over to my line. It's nice to
meet you. And we are ready to go whenever you are ready to go.
Welcome to the first concert of the afternoon.
Actually, why don't we have him on this mic?
That don't move.
It'll work a little better.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. This way I don't have to stretch. Are we doing for sound? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome. I'd like to introduce the next performer, Callie Hills.
As typical for a Callie set, this is Callie and Friends set. I have dragooned a few of my friends to help me do some of the harmonic mayhem for which Echo's Children used to be famous and for which I hope someday Rose Gold will be. But meanwhile, we start out with part of Trey Geek, of which you will see more tonight, and then I will be bringing some other people on stage a little later. Yeah. First song is one that I learned about 20 years ago in an SCA context, but it talks about transformation, which has been kind of a theme in my life lately, so it just seemed appropriate for here. The Baron of East March's Hesus Rest daughter was enamored unseemly with the fool of her lord. Though her duke was deemed handsome, he was a soul vain and petty, with a dark mind as empty as last summer's cord. But the fool, he was merry, and he played for the lady like a nightingale piping in a green forest grove. But his station was lonely and his body was aging. The love was as hopeless as if he'd been stone. So she's led them together, the fool and her husband, to a cool secret garden by midsummer's moon. She's danced them a spell there of shifting and changing, and left them dumbfounded by sorcery's boon. She has left her duke crying, she's left the fool crying to the gods of his fathers. She has led her duke laughing to her high chamber door, and she's kept him there softly through 2 days' bright dawnings, while the servants all gossiped in wonder and awe. Now the fool died in madness, claiming he was ensorcelled. The duke, he just smiled then a sad secret smile. Now the duke rules his kingdom with wit and good humor, and sings for the lady like a nightingale's child. She has borne him children, 2 sons and 3 daughters. They have grown straight and handsome and sorcerous all. And they dance in the garden and sing in the moonlight like nightingales piping in green forest halls.
Down a little bit.
The next song is by one of the people who is on the Pegasus nominations ballot for Best Composer. Benjamin Newman has done an incredible body of work, and there's a few of the songs that are a bit obscure and haven't gotten a lot of introduction to audience. This is one of them.
I came to the palace with all the rest. To win the king's favor, I've done my best. The jewel of his harem, and soon to be queen. And yet my true face I have kept unseen. My cousin reminds me it's not from shame, but only from prudence that I play this game. To my king I'm a goddess with stars in her hair, and her name
blood of my people's been bought and sold. What can I do now? I'm so afraid. God of my ancestors, lend me your aid. I could swallow my fear if I knew you were here, but I can't find your face in this masquerade. So I'm making my way through the court alone. At risk of my neck, I'm approaching the throne, and I don't dare to ask to my foe of his mask. Only courage enough to take off my
classic scholar to recognize what that is about. The song is called Masquerade, and it's from the point of view of Queen Esther. The next song is one that I actually set out to write a different set of lyrics, because it seems like I'm always bringing only a chosen subset of things to a convention, and whatever I've brought, there's something that got left at home in the other notebook. So it's cool to write the song about the other notebook, and this song wrote instead, and I haven't had the courage to even try writing the other song since. Beware of the sentient songbook that quietly sits on your shelves. The dragons and goblins are plotting with fantasy heroes and elves. At night when you're comfortably sleeping and lying aware in your bed, the lyric sheets post-insurrection, they'll mix themselves up in your head. A war song becomes Frog of Cambreth, and black unicorns turn to white, and egomaniacal actors go swap DS9 sets at night, and Heather's old man from the barrow treads wedding dance neath the new moon. Your neurons are getting quite scrambled by folk songs that use the same tune. And then there's the one by Kanevsky describing the gay person's plight, with Kinsey scale replacing Richter's, so preference moves to the right. There's science does trickies and wobblies to bring new ideas to the scene. Your brain heads toward nuclear meltdown as Doctor Who 12 hits the screen. Then one night the conflict is started by Filkers whose lyrics are odd. The song circle turns into chaos as rhino bards bicker like gods. The regulars pray for deliverance, no, not banned from Argo again. And your notebook seems to have vanished, it's off to corrupt Neofen. I thought one had reached him, yes. Okay. If you have an address for him, though, I'd be happy to resend, because I never did get an acknowledgement.
Okay,
this is another song of Ben Newman's borrowing a popular Echoes Children tune.
As he wriggles from the rubble.
and the other one zings. Under his hat he had things. No more are in it is lazy things. One and two are going crazy, trashing one room and then another. Next time we'll listen to our mother. Now, says the cat, it is time that I go. How he cleaned up so fast we'll never know. What to tell mother, what story to sing. Under his hat he had things.
This next song was by a kazoo ballot nominee, but it is not the song that is on the kazoo ballot. It is one of the newer songs and somewhat semi-autobiographical.
My grandmother came from Odessa, walked across Europe to get to the sea. She sailed the Atlantic in winter to the place where my grandfather said he would be. She pushed through the crowd at the dockside to reach him, and he swung her up high, and he kissed her sweet smile. He said as they walked through the loud foreign city, this may become home, but it could take a while. But she just shook her head at the strain in his eyes, said, I followed my heart, and the heart never lies. I will never forget that I love my own land. But we'll make a true home in the place where we stand, because home is wherever I reach for your hand. I was born to the lights of Manhattan, knew the pulse of the subway too deeply to speak. Your spirit was bound to the mountains, and I loved you before I had known you a week. I drove all alone through the prairies and forests, toward the warmth and the wit that had struck my heart through. You smiled as you showed me your cedars and flowers, but your eyes held the question my grandfather knew. But I said I will learn to love wide western skies, for I followed my heart and the heart never lies. I will never forget that I love my own land, but I'll make a true home in the place where I stand, because home is wherever I reach for your hand. The water kept rising unnoticed, a little bit higher and wilder each year. Came a time when we couldn't deny it, our home in the hills would too soon disappear. We saved up our money and spoke to the children, joined up with these colonists heading for space. Now we hold the kids high one last look out the window, and you watch the earth fade through the tears on your face. And I can't speak illusions, the pain to disguise, but we've brought our hearts here and the heart never lies. We will never forget that we loved our own land, but our families together through starlight or sand, and home is wherever we reach for your hand.
I would like the author of the lyrics to please stand up and take a bow. How are we doing for time?
11 minutes to go.
Okay.
I can go short. Let them have a little time.
We just have 3 songs left, Kathy, and I think we'll probably be about spot on, but thank you. This has long been one of my favorite songs, and so I'm covering it, even though they've just done a reissue of the album that this is on. This is Crane Dance by Julia Eklar.
In all things there must be balance, so my teacher said to me. Living life's the point of things, but balance is the key. There is power in a balance that allows a
always been a balance. I was taught to lose or cheat. How am I to balance with no ground beneath my feet? How will learning to be hurt and hate help me to have a chance? For the grain may stand by balance, you will never see one. Tale I never will believe. The naive may find gallons, but the bitter can't believe. Still I try to catch my gallons where the sand hills meet the sea. Do I need another's faith or my own faith in me? See the land, could it be? I must see balance before I can understand that balance is as balance does between the left and right. Balance means you understand the crane when it's in flight. Almost lost. Can I find balance in the guise of what I fear? Could it be a test of fire must make the balance clear? This fire only balances the cold I've known so long. From this balancing I will emerge, a single human strong. And dark, it guides these empty hands like the crane whose one leg bears his all. With balance, I can stand.
I'd like to thank Steve Sibersky, who served as the guitarist on very little notice and very little rehearsal. For a guest cameo in this number, as well as Rebecca, who is my other favorite stunt vocalist. Apologize for the mid-set addition of personnel, but I think you'll think this is worth it when you hear it.
With one foot in the twilight world where dreamtime veils the day, she spoke the tongue of fairies and she bore their songs away. Like dewdrops on a spider web, they cling to eldritch themes. Like pearls from the darkness of an ocean that she charted in her dreams. Must food by change be in demand? Must glory travel fast? As a flower is a summer, as a sunset cannot last. Yet music is eternal as the river and the reeds. Every time the wanderer sang, she cast away upon the wind a thousand seas.
Can you play the first part of the next bit?
Her voice and violin could give us glimpses of her lands. Her passion lent us happiness when channeled through her hands. Like a phoenix she could soar to pierce the heart within our breast. So we mourn the tongue of angels that was struck forever silent by her rest. Must song by change be ended, then must glory travel by. unfolding like a fledgling taking flight. Alex's hands and voice and joy will gift his listeners with melodies of light. The singers change the songs much travel growing through the years, in winter and in summer, to be or to fly our ears. So music is eternal as the river and the reeds. Every time a minstrel sings,
Children Filk by Benjamin Newman, that from the first time I heard it, I liked it not only for its musical content, but for all the inside jokes and the fact that the tune he borrowed was the tune from the sort of humorous musical complaint that Kat and I had written for Joe Bethencourt. So this is not Play It Go, Play It Slow. This is How's It Go?
How's it go? How's it go? It's like salt mixed in the ocean, though I try to separate it. It's the strangest thing, for I hear through the polyphony a single voice in motion, but I know I'd hear it clearer if just one of you would sing. So you sing a simple song, and while I try to sing along with it, it's harder to reproduce that sound with just a single throat. And although it won't unravel, still I guess there's nothing wrong with having close and twisted harmonies on every single note. How's it go? How's it go? It's like salt mixed in the ocean, though I try to separate it, it's the strangest thing. For I hear through the polyphony a single voice in motion, but I know I'd hear it clearer if just one of you would sing. So I follow, but it's hard because my shoes are tied together by a tricky bit of weaving and a sticky double hitch. Now I'm sure your mother Echo thinks you both are very clever, but just how are we supposed to know which melody is which?
Here's how.
How's it go? How's it go? It's like salt mixed in the ocean, though I try to separate it, it's the strangest thing. For I hear through the polyphony a single voice in motion, but I know I'd hear it clearer if just one of you would sing.
How's it go? How's it go? It's like salt mixed in the ocean, though I try to separate it, it's the strangest thing. For I hear through the polyphony a single voice in motion, but I know I'd hear it clearer if just one of you would sing.
How's it go? How's it go? It's like salt mixed in the ocean, though I try to separate it, it's the strangest thing. For I hear through the polyphony a single voice in motion, but I know I'd hear it clearer if just one of you would sing.
Designed to embarrass ourselves in the process.